Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said if God is your co-pilot, swap seats. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible, and we're glad that you're listening. All right, let's return now to our study concerning dangers facing the kingdom. The Apostle Paul called the elders from Ephesus down to Miletus, and he told them that he would not be with them very much longer. He realized this might be the last time that he would ever talk to them, and therefore he had some things he wanted to say. He reminded them of the way that he conducted himself when he was in their midst. Everything was open and above board. There were no problems as far as him concealing anything from them. He gave them the whole counsel of God and warned them concerning the things they needed to know. He indicated that it was with tears in his eyes that he had thought about the future and thought about the problems that would be facing the kingdom of God. Satan is the enemy of the kingdom. Satan was doing everything that he could to destroy the kingdom. And so, with tears in his eyes, the Apostle Paul would say, I have not kept back anything that you needed to know. Well, the warning was there. Satan is doing what he can to destroy the kingdom. The kingdom is that eternal kingdom, and it is that kingdom that will overcome. Yet there are battles to be fought with Satan and those who are in his army. The Ephesian letter, chapter 6, tells of the armor that we use as we defend ourselves against Satan, and also warns us that Satan has his own people who work with him in trying to destroy the faith of men and women. One of the things that he does is to destroy a reverence and respect for the Bible. The Bible is God's word, and it needs to be respected. There was a time, perhaps, that when someone would say what is right or what's wrong about a particular thing, if someone would read a statement from the Bible to the effect that it was right or wrong, there would be no further question of it. But we're living in an age today where people say, well, I don't want to hear what the Bible says. We have different views. And so the Bible is being put down as a book, merely a book of man, not a book that has come from God. That's one of the problems we're facing. Another problem we're facing is in relationship to moral issues. We're being told that morality today is not a matter of what we have been taught in the past. Everybody has to form his own moral standards. Well, look at the problem we're in today. You go to school, and a boy and a girl growing up are told that they're no different from an animal in the field by the evolutionist, and they begin practicing some of that. They begin living like animals, and we get to wondering, why has such a situation come about? Well, it isn't hard to understand. Not only is that true, where they're told that the Bible has an outdated, outmoded system of morality that should not and cannot be followed by men and women today. And so young people today are living together without being married, even in view of the fact that the Bible refers to that as fornication and makes very clear that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. But we're being told the Bible doesn't mean that, and that it's perfectly all right and legitimate for people to live together without marriage. We also are being told that the answer to any problem that may arise from that, such as an unwanted pregnancy, is answered by simply killing the unborn baby. We have the most warped idea in regard to morality along this line that you could possibly imagine. Some time ago, there was a national case of a young boy and a girl who had a baby out of wedlock, and they took the life of that baby. And of course, people were up in the air everywhere. They are murderers, and we were insisting that something be done, that they pay the price for what they had done. It occurred to me when I was hearing all of this publicity that if just a few days before the birth of that child, that young lady had an abortion, we would have said, oh, that's a matter of choice. She has a right to do that. What kind of mixed up morality do we have that would say it's right to kill a baby just a few days before its birth, but it's not right to take the life of that baby just a few days after its birth? Well, we're mixed up, aren't we? Morals have gone out the window. People have been told there's nothing wrong with social drinking. There's nothing wrong with us taking money that we receive through honest labor and throwing it away in gambling and all of the, well, we don't call it gambling anymore. Someone said it's gaming now. I don't know if that makes things any better. It doesn't to me, but nonetheless, people are talking about it that way. Well, we have these things that have become very important to many people. We're told if we're going to raise money for any effort as far as government is concerned, it has to be through gambling. And people have just simply come to the place that honest living, honest working is out of the question. Well, certainly moral issues are things that are facing the kingdom of God. How do we stand up for moral situations? Well, the Bible simply gives us a standard of what is right and what is wrong. These things are things that the God of heaven has decided, and he's taken away from us the things that are bad for us. We appreciate the opportunity of talking to you about some of the dangers facing the kingdom. I hope you'll be listening again on Monday. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.